Welcome back to Ask the Expert on KNIA KRLS Radio. Today we're visiting with Todd Chambers. Todd is the owner of McKay Group with offices in Knoxville, Pleasantville, and Oskaloosa. And in my opinion, Todd is an expert on a lot of things, but right now we want to talk about life insurance because there's just a lot of talk out there about life insurance, and I know Todd has a lot of information. So Todd, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Jim.
I think one of the first questions, like I said, a lot of people are talking about life insurance on a regular basis, but my question to you is, what's the most common misperception about life insurance that you deal with on a regular basis?
Yeah, probably a couple things. One, first thing is people think it's going to be too expensive. I don't think most people understand the different options in life insurance and that you can get some affordable coverage. Secondly, I think a lot of people think that they can't get it. Oh, I had this health issue. That doesn't always stop you from getting life insurance.
Okay, so who needs life insurance?
A lot of people. If you want to leave a legacy of any sort, whether it be replacing income for your loved ones, whether it be a business that wants to be able to stay in business if one of the owners passes away, if you want to leave a legacy to a charity, if you love certain charities and you want to make sure that you're able to give to them even after you pass, it's a great way to do it.
I've heard you talk about leaving something for grandparents, for the grandkids as well. Is that a topic most people don't think about?
Yeah, we're seeing it a little bit more now, but there's a lot of grandparents that want to make sure their grandkids are taken care of. A lot of times, especially if the grandparents are getting a little bit older, their kids might already be established, but they're trying to make sure that their grandkids are able to make a down payment on their first house or pay for just any lifestyle that they may want to provide for them.
You hear about two basic kinds of life insurance. There's term insurance and then whole life. How would one determine which is better for their needs?
Yeah, I really just need to sit down with somebody that you trust that's an agent or a financial planner that you know is going to ask the questions and go through your own needs analysis. You've got term insurance, which is going to be your lower cost. You're going to buy that for a specific period of time, whether it be 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. You might be trying to leave money in case you want to replace college expenses or just a lifestyle income. You know, if somebody's providing $60,000 a year of income to the household and they pass away, we're not just trying to pay off the house. We want to be able to provide that same lifestyle to the family that's left behind. So you need to have enough coverage to continue that income stream for whatever period of time you're looking for. And so term insurance can do that for you. And like I say, it's going to be the lower cost and you buy it for a specific period of time, whether it's 10, 15, 20, or 30 years.
So then let's take a look at whole life. What are the benefits to whole life? If term life is the less expensive, what's the benefits to whole life insurance?
Yeah, so whole life is going to be permanent coverage that there's going to be some sort of cash value component that you're trying to create that into your retirement planning portfolio. But beyond those two options of term and whole life, there's the middle ground. There's universal life. You've got indexed universal life, fixed universal life, variable universal life. And that's where it can get a little bit complicated, and you need to work with somebody that knows your situation, what your budget is for life insurance, what your needs are for life insurance coverage, and then just figure out which option's the best for you.
Okay, so let's talk about needs. How does one determine how much life insurance coverage they should have?
We typically just sit down with folks and determine, you know, what's your income? What are your debts? Who are your loved ones? What are you buying this for? Who is it that is on your mind that you're trying to protect? Is it your spouse and your children? Is it your nieces and nephews? Is it that you want to leave money to your favorite charity? Is it a buy-sell agreement for your business? So we need to look and see what those needs are, and then determine what's the dollar amount associated with it. What's your budget for it? How long is this need? Is this I'm a business owner, but I'm going to retire in 10 years, so 10-year term is probably good? Or is it I'm a 25-year-old with a young family, and I want to make sure that for the next 40, 50 years, they're set. And beyond that, you can even look at life insurance when you're doing your long-term care planning. If you buy the right coverage, you have a long-term care rider on there, you could use the death benefit while you're still alive to help pay for your nursing home expenses so that you don't leave that burden to your family.
So, okay, so there's term life, there's whole life. Can a person own both of those? I mean, depending on what their needs are, or do you buy a policy and that's it, you're stuck with it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. People can buy both. You can have multiple policies and cover different needs. So you might have a need that's for your business. You might have a need that's for your family. And you might have one that is set aside for charity. And they may all be different. One might be whole life, one might be universal, and one might be term. Just depends on the need for that specific reason.
So if someone has questions on life insurance for themselves or their family, how do they sit down? Because I know you have a very intensive staff that's well-trained and stuff. How do they get an appointment to sit down and talk to them about that?
Yeah, here they would just call in, talk with the receptionist and tell them what they're looking for. And then we'll determine, you know, who needs to work with them and get them in the office and just sit down and have a cup of coffee and a chat about what they're looking for. And then we go out to the market and try and find it. So we're independent agents, so we don't have any specific carrier that we can work with. Here at McKay Group, we've got 20-plus options if you're looking for coverage. And it might be, you know, if you're a tobacco user but not a smoker. We know there's about 3 companies out there that are going to call you a non-smoker. So that's going to be better for you than just picking one company that you can only work with. So we've got a lot of options, and that's why we like to just gather the information and then take it out to the market and determine what the best option is for the client.
Well, I know McKay Group is very well versed on a lot of different insurance things. Is there anything else as we talk about life insurance that you think the general public needs to know?
Not necessarily on the life insurance subject, but I think looking at disability insurance is key also, because life insurance is great if the person passes away. You leave that income, that legacy. But what if you're severely injured and you can't work anymore? Your greatest asset is your ability to earn an income. If you can't earn that income, you need a way to get it. And short-term disability or long-term disability, more appropriately, can help you with that. Short-term disability is going to cover you for that, maybe 3 to 6 month period. But what if you're 35 and you're injured and you can't work and you need to replace income? That long-term disability could provide you with that income stream until you're 65 years old.
All right. So expert advice, expert people to work with, McKay Group in Knoxville, Pleasantville, and Oskaloosa. Real quick, Todd, what's the best way to get hold of McKay Group?
Give us a call at 641-842-2135. Or shoot me an email at todd@mckayinsagency.com.
Okay, so very simple. Todd, I want to thank you for your information. I know there's a lot more that people can learn by visiting with McKay Group. This is Ask the Expert on KNIA Careless. Thanks for listening.